in our devotional service, while taking darshan of the deity, by chanting the holy name, or while hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, or while rendering devotional service in general, why Krishna does not reveal himself easily to his devotee? First of all, you have to know the meaning of this. What is the meaning of this? That Krishna doesn't reveal himself in our performance of devotional service. The meaning of this is, one doesn't get any relish in devotional service. One doesn't see any response from Krishna. One feels one is doing devotional service mechanically, dragging on. Why one feels like that? There is a reason for that. The reason Shastra says, if you put anything or anyone before devotional service to Krishna, then Krishna will not reveal himself to you. And Bhagavatam is full of examples of people who put something else as a priority over Krishna. You see, Chitraketu Maharaj wanted a baby. So he became consumed by the thought completely. Bharat Maharaj became attached to a deer. Ajamila became attached to a woman. So you will see all these people, they put something else as a priority over Krishna. And that completely took over. Similarly, Bhaksan Saraswati's disciples, they put comfort and luxury as a priority over simple, selfless, unpretentious devotion service. So because of that, the comforts and luxuries became the top priority for them. So, if you put anything or anyone before Krishna's devotion service, then Krishna will keep himself behind. He will not reveal himself to us. And in any performance of devotional service, not only the chanting of the holy name. So if one has to experience Krishna and the chanting of the holy name, then one has to become a Akinchana Bhakta. That is why Prahlad Maharaj told his father, Naishamatistavadurukramangriyam Prishati anartha yadapamogayartha Mahiya sampadarajo vishekam Nishkinchana namna vrinita yada. So, Nishkinchana Bhakta is one who is not living in poverty or living in a slum or something. He may be living in the midst of comforts and luxuries and all types of facilities, positions, name, fame, everything. But he is untouched by them, or he is unattracted by them, or he doesn't put them as a priority over Krishna. Attaining Krishna is the singular goal of such a devotee. So, how can one remain such a devotee? Very simple it is. One should not let Maya Devi Dasi enter into your life. What is this Maya Devi? Who is this Maya Devi? This is dilution and deviation. These two things, that's all. You dilute Krishna consciousness and don't practice it intensely, very easy way for Maya to enter. And you deviate from the royal path given by the Mahajanas and Acharyas, you deviate from that, then again the Maya sneaks in, enters. And how do we dilute? We can go to Sri Rupa Goswami. He will teach us what is dilution. Atyahara prayasascha pajalpo niyamagraha. Similarly, Vatsavegam, Mansavegam. He gives a list of items, these two verses. That is why Chaya Vega Domi, Chaya Dosha Shodi. So those are the 2 × 6, 12 items. So that is dilution. How to dilute a person. If somebody wants to learn, we can read those two verses. Of course, nobody would want to dilute devotional service. If we want intensity of devotional service, we have to very carefully avoid those germs entering into our system. Similarly, deviation is very easy to learn. Unless one hears pure sound vibration every day, regularly, from Prabhupada, from spiritual master, from the acharyas, one is not hearing, then one is likely to take a course, like a detour or bypass, take some other route and get distracted. So because of becoming deviated from the mainstream, royal path of Krishna consciousness, which is leading back home, back to Godhead. All great acharyas are going there. Somebody may leave that road and go to another road. You see, once Shamananda was telling, there are two roads, he said. One very nice road, royal road, which is practically empty. Very few people are there. Not much crowd. If you take your car and go there, you can easily go, like express highway, Pune, Bombay. But there's another road where there's a heavy traffic. Everybody is honking, kah, kah, kah. They're putting horns. And that is the path of Puja La Pratishtha road. He said, everybody wants to, you know, overtake, and I am bigger than you, you are bigger than me, I will overtake you. They're honking and going in two-wheelers, four-wheelers, crowded, traffic jam, pollution, everything. People don't mind that, they want to go there. And the other road back to Godhead is Royal Road, which has lot of empty free space that leads back home, back to Godhead. People don't want to go there. You see, this is a pathetic situation. So, dilution and deviation is a very easy way for Maya to sneak in to the life of a devotee. That is why Shastra say, what to speak of ordinary living entities. Even very learned scholars and very learned personalities can become victim to Maya. Vidvansam apikarshati, it says. So, by intelligence alone, we cannot stick to the path of devotion service. It is only by the grace of Guru, grace of Prabhupada, grace of Parampara. And for that grace to come, there is sincerity needed. There is core sincerity needed. As soon as there is a lack of sincerity, the Paramatma immediately arranges facility for dilution and deviation. Okay, you are not sufficiently sincere. Take this, get some more kicks and then come back. Immediately that is arranged. The facility is arranged. So, I heard the sentence in the lecture which deeply entered my heart. If you have put anyone or anything before devotional service to Krishna, Krishna will not reveal himself to you. Now we can understand why Krishna doesn't reveal himself in the holy name and we call out his name, because we are not calling out sincerely. Sometimes a child is, you know, crying with the nose. And the mother knows this fellow is actually not crying. He's making a drama. So calling Hare Krishna is like a child crying with nose. So Krishna says, you don't have sincerity. You are just chanting Hare Krishna and staring at Maya. Okay, then you have Maya. Why do you get me? But if somebody really wants Krishna, Krishna is helpless. He cannot keep himself away from such a devotee who desperately needs him the most, who puts Krishna as the first priority. And such a person surely gets Krishna. Hare Nama Prabhu ki.